getting together and eating. They look for an excuse to get together and eat. Before we read tonight, everybody's got to be quiet. I want y'all to remember to pray for Jeremy Hutchins. His daddy passed away this morning. He's on his way to Colorado right now. And I talked to him a while ago. He's almost to Nashville, Tennessee. And he said he's going to sleep in his car tonight and drive on tomorrow. So he's got, it's bad when something like that happens at Christmas. And my dad died just a few days after Christmas. And I know it all brings it all back every year. So remember, but Jeremy. And also, Vicky Kirk's daddy is just at the point of death. I mean, he's in bad shape. And they're in West Virginia. Her and daddy's in West Virginia with him right now. It's pretty bad. Pretty bad. So we'll be sure and pray for him. I don't guess there's any change, has Andy? So let's remember to pray for him also. But let's look here in the Bible. And go ahead, Bo. Hallelujah. Amen, brother. Isn't that good? Amen. Let's give the Lord a clan happen. All right. I was going to be one of them TV preachers. One of them, what you call them things, a praise offering. All right. Acts chapter 20, verse 6. Acts chapter 20 and look at verse 7. For time, we'll just read that verse. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. The first part of that verse says that they came together to break bread. And when they did that, that wasn't always the Lord's Supper. They actually come to eat supper. Now, one time a year, tonight, we all go as a family to eat. I want to say a few things about that. Eating together. Isn't it sort of weird that God made us to where we have to eat? He didn't have to do that. God did not have to make us so that we needed to eat. He could have just made us so that we just stayed full all the time and lived and died. But God made it so that we needed to eat daily to stay fit for physical nourishment. Now, the reason he did that is to show us that our soul should eat also. God did not, everything God did, he did it for a reason. If your body needs to eat three times a day, your soul should eat three times a day. And your soul eats by the Word of God. If you are not reading your Bible every day, it's doing to your soul what not eating would do to your body. Now, next time you say, I ain't read my Bible all week. Well, don't eat all week then. And your body will start being an anorexic like your soul. And so we're going to talk about eating together. It's an old tradition. There's 6 billion people in the world, just by course, and one-third of the world, 2 billion, eats with a fork and a knife. One-third eats with chopsticks. And one-third eat with their fingers. And you know which one we're in that first group. 2 billion people eat what they can with just their hands. Two more eat with chopsticks. I don't see how in the world they do that. I'd get so aggravated at them things and just throw them down and grab me a piece of chicken or a handful of rice. But you get good at it, I reckon, after a while. And they say when you go to a restaurant, if you can't afford it, if you can't afford it, if you can't pronounce it. That's a good rule to go by. Families eat together. When we eat together, it's showing that we're all in the same family. Family meals are an old tradition in America and in the world. The family get together and stuff. One of the things they've done studies, preachers have done studies, and they have shown that part of the breakdown of our society is there's no family meal together of the evening. Years ago, the whole family got together for supper. Kids, mom, dad, daddy sat at the head of the table, asked the blessing, and the whole family eat. and they talk. You don't have much of that anymore. Mama's on the second shift. Daddy's on the first shift. Kids playing sports. Come in, throw the clothes down, get a TV dinner, heat something up in the microwave, go to the living room, go to their room, turn TV on. And we don't eat together as a family much anymore, but we should. We should. I'll be honest with you. I don't ever remember my family eating together much. It was always me and my sisters and mom. Daddy was very seldom at the table. I'm not sure that I can ever remember us all sitting at the table. I know we did, but I don't remember it as a habit. We did it Christmas and times like that. But if you're a young couple, try to make it a point that your family eats a meal together. Try to every day. If you can't every day, try to several days a week where you sit down at the table and eat together. I've never had that. Still don't have it. Because I preach all the time and gone all the time. But it'd be good for you if you could do that. Christians eat spiritually. We have three meals a week officially: Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. You come and get your soul fed here on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. And then you eat on your own every day. Somebody said that at a church, somebody had a potluck supper, and on the bulletin it said, prayer and medication will follow. I had a little misspelling there. Prayer and medication will follow. Somebody, you know what, Lord, a man prayed when he has leftovers? When you have leftovers, you pray, Lord, bless this food and the hands that prepared it. And that means you make it over again. I'll tell you another thing having a meal together. Having a meal together shows we have the same beliefs. Did you know most people that eat together believe the same thing? Did you know it's hard to sit down and eat a meal with somebody that you disagree with on everything? If I sat down and ate with a liberal politician, I wouldn't even want to do it. If they said a politician wants to buy your dinner tomorrow, I wouldn't want to go. I have nothing in common with them. I mean, if they'd let me witness or something, I'd do it, but I don't want to do it. But you know what? You eat with people you agree with. You know, you girls and ladies that are friends say, hey, let's meet for lunch one day. We'll go out and sit and talk. You know why? Because you agree on stuff. You agree on church. You agree on God. You agree on stuff. You normally want to eat with people you agree with. And that's why we eat together as a church. We agree on stuff. We agree on where we come from. We agree on what we're doing here. We agree on where we're going as church, as Christians. And that's why we eat together. We agree. We agree on morality. We agree on the Bible. I mean, think about it. If you took me out here and you put me with a politician and we'd sit down and he'd say, now what do you do? I said, I'm a pastor. He would say, oh, isn't that wonderful? I'd say, you don't think that's wonderful? You don't. I think Muslims have to get saved or they're not going to heaven. I think Jews have to get saved or they're not going to heaven. They don't believe that. They don't believe that. I believe there's a hell. They don't believe that. They don't believe there's a hell. We have nothing to talk about. Ain't nothing to talk about. We'd wind up in an argument. One of us is going to have to give in. And so when we go over there to eat tonight, it's a great feeling for a bunch of Christians, believe the same thing, have the same father, same goals, same purpose in life, to sit down and enjoy a meal. You know, you can really enjoy a meal with people that you get along with. That's part of enjoying the meal. The most fun I'll have over there tonight is just being with everybody. I mean, I like steak. And I like shrimp. I mean, but I can have steak and shrimp anytime I want to, just about. I want us all to sit down and cut up and laugh and throw shrimp at each other. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Do not do that. We'd do it if we was out of state. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But anyway, I enjoy just being together. Hey, there's old so-and-so. Hey, boys, boy, you better take it easy there. That's your fourth plate, ain't it? You know, we cut up and go on and on and on and just have a big time. That's all part of it. Christian fellowship. And you know what? The world don't want that. We're over there I mean, I see a lot, everybody, y'all ladies got on red tonight, and we're all celebrating Christmas and all. That's a blessing, man. The world don't want to do that. You know what they want to call it now? Have you heard now what they want to call Christmas? Winter solstice. Ain't that something? No devil, no angels, no heaven and hell, no hark the herald angels sing. I mean, they don't even want to call it B.C. anymore, before Christ. They're calling it now B.C.E., before the common era. Before common era. That means they want to leave his name out. No heaven, no hell. You know, we don't have the same goals they do. It's not just food, but it's the spirit that we have at the table. Everyone, you know what I'm talking about, y'all. Every one of you have been at home at the table, maybe when there's tension, or mom and dad fighting, or two people at the table that won't speak. That's awful, isn't it? That's awful. Isn't it a blessing to sit down to a good meal and everybody laughing and talking? You know, we go to a Carrie's. We used to have Christmas at Carrie's on Christmas Eve, and we'll fix biscuits and gravy. We have biscuits and gravy and scrambled eggs and fried chicken and liver mush and bacon and, brother, all the stuff that'll be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're getting ready for it. And in heaven. And boy, I'll tell you something. We'll get that out there. And I mean to tell you, she's got a big old long counter in her kitchen, and that stuff just down through there. There's the biscuit. There's everything laid out through there. And everybody's laughing, and the kids are running around. All the presents are in there under the tree. That's a blessing for a family to get together like that. If you do that this Christmas, you ought to thank God. You ought to thank God. Yeah, the Lord's been good to us by letting us enjoy a meal together. We have the same goals. We have the same goal. We are headed somewhere. Now, they say there are four categories of food. Help me with this, you nutritionist, whatever you call it. Category one, meat, vegetables, fruit, milk, and eggs. Category two, bread, pastries, cereal. Category three, snacks. Category four, candy and soft drinks. Out of those four, I'll take all four of them, especially one and four. Meat, vegetables, candy, and soft drinks. Bread, snacks, and candy will do me just fine. But those are the four categories of food. And God's been good to us. Man, I heard a guy, all you guys, I heard a guy, some doctor is the best heart doctor in the world right now. He's treated thousands and thousands of people having heart attacks. And there's people having heart attacks younger and younger and younger now, in their 30s, in their late 20s, in their 40s, heart attack. And you know what he said? I hated it. You know what he said? He said, you men, your number one enemy is sugar. Sugar in your diet. He said, you've got to cut out that sugar. I said, it was like that old woman at the trade lot, flea market. She had on that shirt, said, everything I love is either illegal, immoral, or fattening. Why? He said that sugar gets in your arteries and it does something. It clogs it up. And he said, you better flat, do a lot of exercise. And he said, your sugar and fat gets in your arteries and makes you have a heart attack or a stroke. I said, oh, brother. Why? That's another sign you know that the Bible's true and sin's in this world. Everything that's good for you tastes awful. You know, like spinach or something. You might have acquired, I've got to where I can't eat broccoli. I can. I don't eat it because I like it. I've got to where I can eat it with cheese on it. And the cheese will kill you. Anyway, let me tell you about an Arabian delicacy. If you were in Arabia and you went to a super, 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 super restaurant, they take eggs and stuff them in fish. You know, like fish with stuffed eggs in them. You've heard of that. And then they stuff the fish in chickens. They stuff the chickens in a sheep. They stuff the sheep in a camel. That's a meal, brother. That thing will be this big when it comes on your plate. The whole crowd could eat it. Now, inside the camel meat, baked broiled sheep, inside that chicken, inside that fish, inside that egg. That's a meal. I'm telling you what. But we are going to one. We are going to one of these days where they're going to have the marriage supper of the Lamb. And just like we're going to go over there tonight and fellowship and eat a little bit and have fun, the Lord's going to come one of these days. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even so, come quickly. And he's going to come and take us out of this world, and he's going to present us up there. And one of the things we're going to do when we first get there is sit down at a big table and eat. Think about that. Now, you talk about a buffet, brother. You talk about one where you don't even have to quit. Can you imagine eating for 28 hours straight, just cramming it in? I've eaten for an hour before. I went to the steakhouse one time, and I was by myself, and I eat for almost an hour, just one bite right after another. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I felt like it was up to here when I left. It was up to my eyeball. I was like Billy Kelly. He told that woman he's eating one time. He said, "Man, I'm full up to my neck, up to my neck." And she said, "Well, I got some strawberry pie." He said, "That's what I was saving my neck for." I like it. But can you imagine just eating just for the fun of it for 25 hours in a row and there'd be no time? That's what the marriage supper is going to be. I don't recommend you do that tonight. But I do want to tell you, watch the kids. Please don't let the kids run wild and spill stuff and stuff like that. And make sure everybody leaves those girls a tip. Please do that. Please do that. We keep our testimony up over there. They like us. We want to keep it that way. Okay? All right. I'm going to stop right there, and we're going to head on out. But we're going to mention a couple of things right quick. Don't forget now, Saturday morning, we're going visiting. Saturday morning, 9:30, we're going visiting. So everybody come and go with us, and then be here Sunday morning for Sunday school. Some of you a little slack on Sunday school, so get in here for Sunday school Sunday morning. Lord bless you for it. And then, of course, the Christmas plays are Sunday night. Invite everybody you can in your family to come Sunday night for the play. And then we'll have our big day on Christmas. What do you want to say, Miss? Yes, I'm glad you said that. I got it right here. Brother Boyd's party will be Saturday at 4 o'clock. If you want to go, ask Miss Desi where it's at. It's at the Morgan and Long-Term Care on Highway 70, going out of Morgan and down toward Drexel. And it's right on the side of the highway there. At 4 o'clock Saturday, Boyd will be 98 Sunday, right? And so let's try to go by there and see him for a little bit. Amen. All right. All minds and hearts clear.